It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. For your home improvement project, all you need is one company, Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 30 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And we are featuring the year 1978 today.
Yes.
And that is the year that Different Strokes premiered.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you're a big Different Strokes fan.
What'd you talk about, Sarah?
Okay. Good. Thank you.
It's just a matter of time.
I bet you say that more than once.
I have a t-shirt that says, "I'm what Willis was talking about." Literally have a t-shirt that says that. And I wear it with pride. People get a chuckle out of it, Sarah.
I bet they do.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
The looks I get at Wegmans, you would be surprised.
Cool. Anyway, so Different Strokes aired on NBC from November 3rd, 1978 until May of 1985, and then on ABC from September of 1985 until March of 1986. The series starred Gary Coleman and Todd Bridges as Arnold and Willis Jackson, who are two boys from Harlem taken in by a rich Park Avenue businessman, played by Conrad Bain,
yes,
and his daughter, played by Dana Plato.
Plato, yes.
Yes. During the first season and the first half of the second season, Charlotte Ray also starred as Mrs. Edna Garrett, the Drummond's first housekeeper, who ultimately spun off into her own sitcom, The Facts of Life.
Take the good, take the bad, sir. That's take them both. And you have.
The Facts of Life, that's right.
Facts of Life, yeah.
So Different Strokes was initially devised to serve as a vehicle for both Conrad Bain and Gary Coleman. Bain had recently finished a 6-year run co-starring on the hugely successful show Maude.
Yeah.
When that series ended production, producer Norman Lear was keen to find a suitable sitcom for Bain to star in. 10-year-old Coleman, meanwhile, had caught producers' attention after appearing in a number of commercials and TV guest roles. Lear saw immense potential in Coleman and was determined to find him a suitable sitcom, and it was decided that Bain and Coleman would make a good, if kind of unusual, pairing for the project.
Unusual pair, yeah, but they were good together.
Yeah. NBC showed immediate interest and felt the format had potential. At their request, the pitch was developed with Coleman's character gaining an older brother. Producers immediately decided child actor Todd Bridges should play the older brother. He had appeared also in a number of commercials and guest roles, and he was offered the role without even needing an audition.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Hired him on the spot.
Get Willis.
The title may have been inspired by Muhammad Ali. According to the Yale Book of Quotations, which sounds very official,
yes,
boxing great Ali was quoted in 1966 as saying, "Different strokes for different folks." Musician Syl Johnson further popularized that phrase in a 1968 song.
Mm.
Prior to this title, producers considered calling it 45 Minutes from Harlem. That's an awful name.
Awful.
Really bad name.
Wow.
So glad they switched it to Different Strokes.
Very cute. Yeah.
So Different Strokes was known for its many very special episodes, most notably an anti-drug episode that featured First Lady Nancy Reagan, who promoted her Just Say No campaign.
Right.
There were also very special episodes devoted to bulimia, epilepsy, alcoholism, and the dangers of hitchhiking, among other many other very special episodes.
You don't really hear the last one so much anymore, the dangers of hitchhiking.
No,
but
you don't.
You know what?
At the time,
it was a danger.
It was a danger. It still is.
A very special Different Strokes tonight.
Fittingly, the last ever episode in 1986 was very special.
Yes.
Featuring Arnold investigating a steroid scandal for his school newspaper.
Whoa. Busting that wide open.
Yeah. So at Coleman, was the highest paid child actor on television throughout the late 1970s and 80s. Despite being the main attraction, Coleman was paid a fairly paltry $1,800 per episode when the show debuted. His parents, who also happened to be his managers, successfully argued for a raise to $30,000 per episode.
Wow.
At the height of his fame on Different Strokes, he earned $100,000 per episode.
Wow.
However,
I will give it to his parents. They were good negotiators.
Yes. However, in 1989, he successfully sued his parents and business advisor over misappropriation of his assets, only to declare bankruptcy a decade later.
Good negotiators, awful people.
Bad people, yes.
Bad people.
So following the cancellation of Different Strokes in 1986, Coleman, Bridges, and Plato encountered difficulty in finding other acting jobs. All three experienced various legal problems, while Bridges and Plato also struggled with drug addictions, all of which were documented in the press.
Yeah.
The press and fans of the series blamed the cast's personal problems and faltering careers on what was eventually dubbed the curse of different strokes by some tabloids. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very sad what happened to all of them.
It is. It is.
You picked out a record to go along with Different Strokes, did you?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play the theme song to Different Strokes, which was co-written by Alan Thicke, of all people.
The man writes a lot of TV theme songs. Of course, he was a dad in Growing Pains as well.
Right.
It's a great theme song. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I love it. Different Strokes theme song.
You knew every word to that theme song.
Every word. You're absolutely right. If it was karaoke, I'd be like, let's do theme songs. Can you do theme songs in karaoke? You can't, can you?
I don't know. That would be a pretty fun karaoke, though.
I would kill it for sure.
Yeah.
Let's recap. Oh, why did we play that song, by the way?
Oh, because we were talking about Different Strokes, because it premiered in 1978, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
It sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, the title of the show may have been inspired by a Muhammad Ali quote.
Gary Coleman was once the highest paid child actor on television.
And The Facts of Life was a Different Strokes spinoff.
There you go. There you go. Great show. It really was a great show and a very special episode. I mean, they really were. I mean, they, I don't know, television was just used differently back then where they would every once in a while, you know, inject these episodes that were really serious.
Right.
And, you know, there was laughter in the episode, but there'd be really these poignant moments where it was just dead silence and just really powerful. And whether it was talking about drugs or whenever some of the other hitchhiking.
Dangers of hitchhiking.
Dangers of hitchhiking. Yeah, that is awful overlooked. And I think we should begin an anti-hitchhiking campaign.
Do we need to?
I don't need to.
I don't know the last time I saw a hitchhiker.
If we can save just one, is
then
it
I
not
guess
worth it?
You're right. I guess you're right.
Especially dangers of hitchhiking around federal prisons.
Right.
You've seen those signs?
I have seen those signs.
Don't pick up hitchhikers.
Do not pick up hitchhikers.
This is a prison area. I think there's a lot to be said here.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Different Strokes, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Okay. We got tickets to give away here to Heritage Square Museum. You like learning things. You won't learn about Different Strokes when you go to Heritage Square, but you will learn about the history of our area. And I think it's very interesting. We all went last year from the radio station.
Yeah, we all took a tour last year. Yeah,
we all learned a lot about apple production, for one.
Yes.
There's a funereal door at a house.
Yes, and an old farmhouse.
You'll learn what that's about. Mm-hmm. Go to Heritage Square, and you want to go right now. Text us. You don't need to go right now, but you can text us right now. Text, Different Strokes?
Willis.
Oh, text Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Text Willis to us right now at 222-4000. Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, or spell it however you'd like. We enjoy getting the misspellings. 222-4000, and we'll choose somebody at random to win those four tickets to Heritage Square this summer. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, 4:10, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Forecast and traffic on the way.